WWE has become very stale and stagnant. Baron Corbin as King of the Ring is a joke. I mean, the guy can't even work. And their top guys are just a bunch of people who can't even wrestle. Like Roman Reigns. He comes out with his slick hair to the back, with his big shiny muscles, always saying, ooh, wah. Anyway, yeah. Vince McMahon is so out of touch. He doesn't listen to the fans. I just don't understand why. I can't see myself watching this product anymore. That's why I'm so good we have other outlets to watch wrestling. Something really that the fans can enjoy. Something fresh and something not stale like the current WWE product. And sin. Yeah, that ought to get him. Oh, man. Now that I got done sending that to the message board, let me check out some dirt sheets. Oh, my goodness. Sweet mother of Meltzer. A Wednesday night war is ensuing. AEW going head to head with NXT on Wednesday nights. I need a minute. Mom, don't come in my room, okay? I'm busy. Whew. And where was I? AEW is going up against NXT on Wednesdays? You mean we're going to have a Wednesday night war? Something like the Monday night wars? Even though I wasn't even around for that shit? Oh, man. This is a good time for wrestling. Let me look up some more. Maybe some other stuff is coming up. Impact's coming on Tuesdays on Axis. Oh, what else? New Japan's on Axis. Oh, Ring of Honor. I gotta go. X marks the spot. Spotify.
X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flubber with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. Here comes the
champions, yeah.
Change my underwear on that one. Good thing my mom did my laundry today. Oh, I would have been really looking stupid today, huh? Well, anyway, let me get on the internet again. I wonder if there any shows coming up. Oh, a WWE live event? This weekend? How did I not know? I'm subscribed to all the newsletters and everything, but I didn't get this one. I gotta get tickets for this one. Of course I'm gonna wear shirts from a different brand. And just talk about how shitty the wrestling is. But hey, that's the whole point of it, you know. I'm still spend my money and get the tickets anyway. So, whatever. They don't call me a smart mark for a reason. Well, I wonder who's on the card. Let me look it up. Main event. Seth Rollins versus The Fiend. Isn't that going to be for Hell in a Cell? Why would they ruin it on a house show? I don't understand it. And why Seth Rollins? I mean, I used to like Seth Rollins, but he's pretty boring now. Now that he's always flaunting his relationship with Becky Lynch, like, oh, dude, you have a girlfriend? Who does that? Oh, I'm going to go anyway. Front row. No, wait a minute. Nosebleeds. Too high. Dead center. Section A. Row, fuck, I don't know. I'm just going on the fucking show anyway. I don't even know why I'm typing like this. I already spent my money. My computer, I already have my credit card information saved on there. So, I'm going to go to a show. Now, where is the arena again? 0630 Smarktown Road. Smarktown Road. That sounds familiar. I mean, I'd have been to shows before, but when did they change the name? Smarktown Road. Where have I heard that before?
Western.
No. My friends down Smarktown Road, we're gonna whine till we can't no more. Yeah, we're on our way to a wrestling show, we're gonna cry till we can't no more.
I got them smart marks in the back, iPhones are intact, Roman Reigns is whack, Kofi's not having a match, Vince is out of touch, Baron Corbin sucks. Can't wait to cry on Twitter and read up all the dirt sheets, cause can't nobody tell me nothing about wrestling. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. But light in my bladder, tables, chairs, and ladders can satisfy my girlfriend. You can go and ask her. Bullet Club shirts, all elite merch. I'm a real expert, cuz I listen to Meltzer, so can't nobody tell me nothing about wrestling. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Take my friends down Smarktown Road, we're gonna whine till we can't no more. Yeah, we're on our way to a wrestling show, we're gonna cry.
Wow, that was an amazing show. Seth Rollins and The Fiend, man, did they deliver. I had Seth Rollins all wrong. I am definitely a fan of his again. Oh, and then Baron Corbin came out and had a match with Chad Gable again. That was fucking amazing. Oh my God, I was all wrong about King Corbin. Man, he really is a great heel. And then Roman Reigns came out and faced Braun Strowman, and he did the whole ooh wah. Oh, good thing I brought a change of underwear, man. Oh, that was a great show. Like, I see why a lot of people go to these things. Like, that was awesome. Last night, WWE live event was the worst thing I ever seen in my life. Seth Rollins and The Fiend was very underwhelming. They could have saved it for Hell in a Cell. Hopefully they don't do that at Hell in a Cell, because otherwise I will cancel my WWE subscription. And then Baron Corbin came out for Chad Gable and went over. Why? Why do they keep continuing to push Baron Corbin? He sucks. And then Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman? The most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I can't believe I wasted money buying that stuff. It's the worst show ever. Sin. Ah, man. I still can't believe that wonderful show I just witnessed. Like, it was fucking amazing. Oh, man. AEW's going to have some very stiff competition come Wednesday nights when they go against NXT. Man. Oh, I just can't believe it. Well, I can believe it, but it amazes me every time. WWE doesn't stand a chance against AEW, especially with NXT going against them on Wednesday. If WWE wants to go head-to-head with them, they're really going to have to step up their game. The current in-ring product at NXT is terrible. They're just all developmental. Yes, they have guys like Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Matt Riddle, Bobby Fish, and all the other indie people we liked back in the day, but for some reason, I just can't get with them now. It's terrible. It sucks. I just can't watch it. Oh, thinking about it just makes me sick. like I said before, they're really going to need to step up their game, refresh their storylines, if they ever want to compete, not just with AEW, but with New Japan, and Ring of Honor, and all the other promotions. Hell, they can't even compete with Major League Wrestling right now. And with NWA coming back into the fold, they definitely need to step it up. So, yeah. Fuck WWE. Sin. Oh, man. I can't wait to watch WWE again. Did you see Raw? I mean, who the fuck am I talking to? Myself. Fuck it. Raw was fucking awesome. Did you see that ethnic kiss between Bobby Lashley and Lana? And it made Rusev go, ugh. Oh, man, I've been waiting to see Rusev and Lana on TV for a long time. And what a way to bring them on. Like, man, that was an awesome ending. Yeah, that's just the ending. The beginning where Brock Lesnar destroyed Rey Mysterio and his son. That was amazing television. The best thing I've seen on television in a while. Monday Night Raw was complete trash. The kiss between Bobby Lashley and Lana was disgusting. Lana and Rusev are married in real life. This is not the way they should be brought back on TV. I feel so sorry for Rusev that he has to be brought in like this. And what's the deal with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair putting on a show in Saudi Arabia? Team Hogan, Team Flair. It's fucking terrible. And then they have Baron Corbin out there and then Seth Rollins again. Ugh. And don't even get me started on that opening segment when Brock Lesnar beat up Rey Mysterio and Dominic, his son. How could they show some things like that? Dominic's not a wrestler. He's not a worker. Oh, I shouldn't have said wrestler is worker. He's not a worker. That was the worst shit I ever seen in my life on television. They're really going to step their game up with all this wrestling we have going on. If they keep putting on shitty-ass products like that, then, hey, they don't stand a chance. Sin, oh, man, I cannot wait to watch NXT this Wednesday. It is going to be fucking awesome. And I get to watch AEW too. I might even do it on the dual screen, but no matter what, I'm not going to get on the message boards and down talk any wrestling promotion. We're all one big happy family. We should all be happy that we have all this wrestling to enjoy. So I'm going to keep it nice and fair. Wow, NXT was fucking amazing. The opening match, oh, who can top that? Matt Riddle versus Adam Cole, and Adam Cole getting the win, retaining his championship. Oh my god, I almost fucking popped a huge boner just watching that. And man, the main event, the Street Profits versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish and Wale coming out there. Oh, with Street Profits. Oh my goodness. Oh, it was fucking awesome. And I got a chance to watch AEW too. Man, this was truly a great night in professional wrestling. NXT was complete trash as expected. Adam Cole versus Matt Riddle was very underwhelming. Matt Riddle really showing over. And don't get me started on the main event between the Street Profits versus Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. That match sucked. And what's the deal with the whole rapper guy coming out with the Street Profits? What's his name? Well, Wally, Wale, whatever his name is. He didn't even have a verse. He didn't even have a verse. He just came out with them in the crowd dancing, saying, who wants to smoke? We want to smoke. Who wants to smoke? We want to smoke. Who wants to smoke? We want to smoke. I'm getting off track. Yeah, it was terrible. AEW, hands down, won. I will put Cody's match versus Sammy Guevara over all the NXT show, period. Period. Like I said, NXT sucks. Exclamation point. I'm spelling exclamation point. And sin. Whew, what a great show. This is going to be a wonderful time to be a wrestling fan. We have Wednesday Night Wars. We have stuff to choose from. We have a great product with WWE and NXT and AEW and everything else. What a time to be a wrestling fan. But let me check out some of my podcasts. Oh, X Marks Spot, the Stacks Home, Stacks the Homie guy. He's cool and all, but he seems to talk about us a lot. I really don't think he knows any smarks, even though he claimed to be a smart. In the whole smart-ass trick segment, I don't even understand. Like, are those even real? People like that don't exist. Smarks are logical. We slowly base our knowledge off pure facts. We don't think we know it all. We don't use insider terms. I don't know where he get that stuff from. Matter of fact, and more than I think about it, it's not even a real wrestling podcast. He don't do recap shows. He don't do results. He don't talk about anything. What kind of wrestling podcast do you think he is? You know what? I'm going to call him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hack my computer system, and I'm going to get his phone number, and I am going to call him and let him know what I think about his show. And he will sit there, and he will listen to me. He's not going to try all that cool shit with me. Oh, you think he's a smart? He just ran up on the ultimate smart, so let me call him right now.